Chapter 6, Wealth Secret Number 4, Develop a Goal-Focused Action Plan. It's time to take the next step to make your values, dreams, and aspirations a reality. You've gotten clear on your priorities, and you're beginning to master the basics of how to put your money to work for you. Now you can create an action plan by defining the precise steps that will help you achieve your dreams. Each of those steps will be a goal, and your action plan will help you hit your deadlines for those goals. Purse story. Planning to succeed, from the time she was a teenager, Tamika Smith dreamed of being the next Connie Chung. Tamika admired Chung, the Emmy Award-winning television journalist and daughter of immigrants who broke barriers by becoming the first person of Asian descent to anchor the national news on network television, and the first female co-anchor of CBS Evening News. Tamika was the daughter of Bahamian Haitian immigrants, and she wanted to follow in Connie Chung's footsteps, but also break new ground. She believed education would pave the way for the future she dreamed of, including providing her with financial success and security. On her journey to achieve her goals, Tamika attended Howard University in Washington, D.C., and was excited to land an internship with National Public Radio after graduation. Shortly after that, she got her first job as a news anchor with the Al Sharpton Show, where she earned an annual salary of $30,000. She was thrilled to be earning money in her chosen field and felt confident about paying back her student loans. In 2008, 6 months after graduation, Tamika was hit with a double whammy setback. She received a huge bill for her student loans at the same time that the nation's economy took a dramatic downturn. Tamika quickly realized she'd have trouble meeting her financial obligations with her current salary. "When I reached out to that specific loan company to share my hardship," she said, "that's when reality set in that I had to pay back that bill, no matter what." Understand your value. A big part of Tamika's self-worth was tied up in the idea of paying back her debt, and she struggled to reconcile the notion that she wouldn't be able to pay off the enormous bill on her desired timeline. Finally, she decided she would get it done, no matter what. To stay on track with her loan payments, she took on multiple jobs, as many as she could juggle, knowing the extra work would be temporary. "I had to cut the fray out, get focused on what I wanted to do, and understand that this process was not going to be forever," she said, "but it was going to be for right now so that I could see myself through to the other side." Tamika adopted a mindset of viewing her jobs as clients and turning her skill set into a business to provide value for those clients. She also shifted her mindset to one of abundance and service. As you saw with Wealth Secret #2, find your superpower. Getting wealthy is a function of your ability to use your gifts and talents to serve others. To do that, you must understand your value. When Tamika focused on service, she better understood the value she could provide and discovered gaps she could fill. Things began to look precarious again in Tamika's financial life in 2020. When the university and newsroom where she worked both experienced personnel shakeups. Tamika had applied unsuccessfully for promotions 2 or 3 times, but she didn't let that stop her from trying again, and she decided to go all out when an opening arose in 2020. This time, she created an electronic press kit, EPK, which served as a portfolio to showcase what she'd been doing outside of the university, in radio, television, and online media, and demonstrated how she could bring those resources to the university. The EPK, often used to distribute promotional materials to the media, was a way for Tamika to give her resume a level of pizzazz no other candidate had. Tamika also listened to TED Talks to study how to effectively present. In one talk, she learned about the 2-minute power pose, also known as the Wonder Woman pose, with hands on hips and feet shoulder width apart. She used the power pose and listened to Beyoncé's Diva to get in the right frame of mind before heading into every interview. Tamika didn't wind up getting the role she applied for, but she was so impressive that the team found a different role for her. Some people might have quit their extra jobs at this point, but Tamika kept hers. She had about 10 years of experience with contracts, so she knew the role she had in radio wouldn't conflict with what she was doing on TV or on podcasts. She held on to her other clients because they created more income to fuel her plan. The first thing I would say when it comes to strategy is don't worry about how much you're making at this specific point in time, Tamika said. What you need is a process, because the process will then multiply when you have more money. If you have no process, then that same chaos is going to get multiplied when you get more money. Tamika understood a basic principle. Without a wealth mindset, including a solid plan, more money only creates more chaos. Early in the process, she chipped away at the debt, throwing an extra $10 or $20 onto a payment when she could, but she didn't see much movement. She then made a strategic decision that required tons of discipline. She designated the full income from one of her jobs to pay off her student loans. She opened a bank account and deposited her paychecks into it without any second guessing. While depositing the paychecks into this special account, Tamika continued to make her regular loan payments. Her strategy was to pay off the smallest loan first to get a quick win. Interest starts accruing again after the payment cycle, so to avoid interest accruing on the low balance remaining, she simply paid the entire balance. The plan made all the difference for her. While Tamika worked on her plan to pay off debt, she also saved money. Instead of being content to sock it away in a savings account, she had the wisdom to know she should strategically allocate those funds, and the humility to know she needed help in learning how to do so. She reached out to me so she could learn even more about how to maximize her investments. Find your focus. Tamika credited her success to the mindset work she did early on her journey. Without understanding her relationship with money, all her strategies would have fallen flat. If you have roots where you're not necessarily understanding your emotional connection to money, then it doesn't matter how much you make. You're always going to be spending, whether it's $5, $10, $100, or $1,000, she said. So really, it's about a combination between understanding your emotional connection to the money and then being able to create a strategy from that space. If you don't understand what your own personal beliefs are about money, then no program is really going to work for you. This shift in mindset allowed Tamika to become laser focused on her goals and follow her plan. Tamika said, "The light bulb clicked for me. Hey, it's not about what I'm doing. It's about who I am and what I'm bringing to the table. And I can apply this to anything else." And that's what really kind of planted the seed for me to be able to attack the goal of paying off my student loans. To achieve anything of significance in life, you need a strong internal emotional reason for doing so. Many people refer to this reason as your why, the underlying motivation behind why you do what you do. This motivation must be compelling enough to keep you focused on your goal when distractions, like opportunities to spend your money elsewhere, arise. When you set financial goals, you can't just pick a number. You need to know what those goals represent for you. For example, does the ability to travel where and how you want appeal to you? Are you shooting for early retirement, leaving a legacy for your children and grandchildren, or both? For Tamika, becoming debt-free represented freedom. The appeal of freedom and weight being lifted were far more powerful than just paying bills and watching her loan balances decrease. She wanted the feeling of freedom. She also took pride in paying her debts. And she harnessed that pride in a productive way to build her financial future. The following exercises will help you clarify your goals and create a financial plan to make them a reality. Exercise. Create a goal-focused action plan. You've already identified what you need to feel fulfilled in your life. You likely have goals that include some combination of relationships, financial and physical security, spiritual connection, good health, travel and exploration, financial legacy, and intellectual satisfaction. With that list of goals in front of you, write down your compelling reason for each of the goals you desire. Put a monetary value to the goals that have a financial component. Don't guess at these costs. Do the necessary research to clarify how much money you'll need to achieve each of the goals. For instance, if you want to move into a larger home in a specific neighborhood, look at the cost of those homes and the trend in home prices in that area. Outline the next steps you need to take. Perhaps you need to attend a seminar or get more financial education. Maybe you need to diversify your portfolio or open new accounts, or you need to reach out to a professional to help you in a specific area. Prioritize your list according to which goal you want to accomplish first, second, and so on. Be sure to note your expected completion date beside your goals. Remember, a goal is a dream with a timeline. You've identified what your dream is and why it's important to you. Having a goal-focused action plan is the key to flourishing and succeeding despite the financial obstacles in your path. A timeline will make it much more likely that you'll execute your plan and make your dreams a reality. Tamika knew exactly how much money she needed to pay off each of her debts, and she had a strong motivation to do so. She prioritized the order in which she'd pay them off, and she laid out a timeline for payment. This is a great example of combining dreams with an action plan to create achievable goals. Even as her situation changed, Tamika stayed focused. When she got a promotion, she could have dropped her extra jobs and relaxed, but she kept working on her plan. She knew the job juggling would be temporary and would help her reach her goal by her desired deadline, as long as she followed through on the steps she'd laid out. The extra work Al owed her to pay off her debts and give herself choices much sooner, Al, while also working toward her goal of building wealth in her investment accounts. What financial dreams can you emotionally connect to? You'll encounter a lot of choices along the way, and your decisions will usually be a result of how badly you want those future rewards. Don't hesitate to dangle smaller rewards for yourself at each step. Use whatever tactics you need to keep moving and growing. Put each dollar where it belongs. In early 2020, Tamika still had $40,000 of student loans, and her goal was to pay off those loans by December 31st of that year. With her plan in place, she knew she could do it. She stuck to her strategy and made the rounds at the banks, paying her loans, and by New Year's Day 2021, she was debt-free. January 1st, 2021, I felt free for the first time in my life, Tamika said. It was like a load had just melted off me, and all of the heartache and the five or six jobs and strategizing and doing all the things I needed to do. I felt like, wow, everything I did, all the sacrifice I made was worth it. Tamika was only able to achieve that goal because she knew exactly what she owed and what she was bringing in. She focused on those figures and created a savings or investing account for each goal based on her timeline. Her plan included allocating income to different accounts, including one to pay off her car loan, another for student loans, and another for investments. She kept following the process, and with the promotion and an increase in pay, she was able to accelerate her plan. She paid off the remainder of her debt within 2 years and achieved a six-figure retirement portfolio at the same time. Treat your financial planning and investments like a business. Review your statements regularly. Keep track of your bills and maintain accurate records for your investments and other accounts, such as your savings accounts for short-term goals. Continue to use your superpower to add value and come up with an initial deposit for any investments you need to make to achieve your goals. It doesn't matter whether you have a little or a lot to work with right now. The important thing is to develop a habit of working on your plan. Then, as you bring in more income, you'll easily put that money where it needs to go to reach your goals. Sticking to the plan isn't always easy. Distractions, temptations, and life events, positive or negative, will arise and challenge you to find a way to keep going in the direction of your goals. However, your wealth mindset will keep you going in the face of adversity, even when people tell you your goals are impossible. Tamika had far more student debt than she could pay off with her dream job, but she also had self-motivation, and she created a plan. She figured out how to become debt-free, even though she started her journey during a recession. Above all, stay focused on the end game. Today, you can get minute-by-minute updates on every account and investment, but that won't help you achieve your goals. In fact, it can distract you from your plan. Awareness does not mean obsessing or being reactive. It simply means you know your numbers. Revisit your goals once or twice a year and check whether they're still aligned with what you want to accomplish. If your plans have changed, you can always move in a new direction. Flexibility is key. As you set goals and take action to achieve them, you'll need the right team around you. This includes professionals whose expertise and insight you trust. Although you are responsible for your financial future, the input from these team members will be invaluable as you make decisions. Your team may include a tax professional, a financial planner, an attorney to help you protect your assets, a wealth coach to review your progress and help you stay accountable for your goals, and an estate planning attorney. We'll get into some of this in more detail, but for now, know that you want to surround yourself with experts you trust. No one builds wealth alone. Goal-driven spending and decision-making on her journey to wealth, Tamika committed to understanding her relationship with money. She looked at how she typically spent money and shifted her mindset to view money as a tool rather than a means to gratification. Unnecessary spending might feel good at the moment, but Tamika recognized she would also end up feeling guilty. She focused on her plan, but didn't beat herself up when she failed to follow the plan exactly. Give yourself grace, she suggested. As Tamika discovered, when you have a goal that's clearly rooted in your values and you have an action plan, it's easier to make sound money decisions. You don't get distracted by the latest shiny objects, and you're better able to determine what will keep you on track and what could send you on a detour. With an income mindset, cash on hand drives your purchasing decisions. But when you have a wealth mindset, your goals drive your spending. You focus on making sure your inflow exceeds your outflow so you have money to invest. You seriously consider whether any significant purchase will help you grow wealth. It's amazing how quickly you can switch your thinking to look at a potential purchase and imagine how much stock you could buy for its price tag. Redirecting your resources makes a big difference because it allows you to put the power of growth and compounding to work through your investments. Eventually, you'll discover how gratifying it feels to buy something without guilt because you know you've been smart with your money. With a solid action plan, your spending is always intentional and aligned with your plan. Mindset, retirement planning. Tamika had been saving for some years when she decided to focus on getting her retirement portfolio to six figures. When she worked for a large tech company, she took advantage of the employer match for her 401k, even though she was only just starting to learn about investments. Tamika knew that wouldn't be enough to achieve her retirement goals, though, so she also invested in a Roth IRA. These accounts all owed her to keep her retirement investments separate from the money dedicated to paying off her student loans and other debts. It's funny, Tamika said, of the moment she realized she had six figures in her retirement accounts. When you hit that number, you don't even realize you do because everything is so separate. You sit down and pull out the trusty notepad and it's like, wait a minute, I just hit six figures. When you think about your goals, be sure to include retirement. You're never too young or too old to make a goal-focused action plan for the time when you're no longer working. The plan will look different depending on your age now, the age you plan to retire, and your vision of retirement. Have you thought about what you'll need in your retirement? Consider your must-haves as well as your wildest desires. Remember to think about what those dreams stand for and what they feel like. Is it peace of mind, independence, security? It's important to get specific when envisioning your retirement, just as you would any other goal. Many people say they want to retire comfortably, but what does that mean? Will you live in your own home, and will it be the same place you're in now? Will you travel, and if so, how often? Do you know your future budget for living expenses, healthcare, and hobbies? Write those numbers down and create your wealthy lifestyle retirement plan. Some people resist retirement planning because they don't want to think about growing old. This too is a matter of mindset. Women focused on building wealth understand they don't have time for avoidance. They take action now and they prioritize their needs. They recognize they can take care of themselves financially, and they know it's unrealistic to expect someone else to swoop in and handle things. Exercise, how to shift your thinking if you haven't planned for retirement. The same as with any of your other financial goals. Consider your deadline, how much money you'll need by then, and the steps to take to get there. Prioritize what comes first and what comes next. Make a list of all your retirement goals, the monthly expenses of those goals, and the source of income for those expenses. Retirement goal. Monthly expense, source. Now that you have your plan, commit to it, but be flexible. Understand that life happens and be prepared to pivot your plan when necessary. If you're feeling just a little intimidated by or completely overwhelmed by the idea of figuring out where to put the money for your different goals, that's perfectly reasonable. There's always an element of risk to investing. But in the next chapter, you'll learn the fundamentals of managing your investments to balance risk and reward.